Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM, as we are bringing this to you from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. And we're brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, kettlebell hotspot where your functional fitness begins, and brought to you by my buds, Bud Light and Mick Ultra. Right now, let's head over to the Ray Snell Sports Line, because no one knows Jackson better than Ray Snell, raysnell.com, from Exit Realty First. And we welcome back to the program Elaine Crosby joining us here today. Elaine, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Mark. It's always good to be on.
Well, it's always good to be talking with you, and it's good to be talking about some really good, positive things happening here in the Jackson community. And I have in front of me the press release for the Jackson Golf Hall of Fame, and it looks like we've got some really great inductees to celebrate and honor this year.
We sure do. These two were long overdue, Mike Brocky and Nikki Weeks. They came at kind of different angles. Mike has, you know, if people follow Jackson Golf at all, in the past 20 years, he's won just about everything multiple times. And Nikki, she had a wonderful high school and college career, and she raised a family, and she's kind of getting back into it a little bit. Maybe I'll get her out there in some more competitive events, but I know out at the country club, she's a plus handicap, so she's still playing a lot.
What's the process like? I mean, Jackson is a hotbed for golfing. There's a lot of great talent in this area. What's the process like? How do you figure out, well, who do we induct this year? I have to imagine it's really not an easy task to figure out who's going to be going in.
No, it's not easy. We have a committee. There's about six of us, I guess, on the committee. And we get nominations. So we have a stack of nominations. And so we didn't even ask for nominations this year because we did get one new one, I guess, from somebody on the committee. But we have so many nominations that that's why this year we said, well, let's just do two and get through some of these, because there's so many good golfers that have come out of Jackson. Some live in Jackson, some don't. And we are open to that. I mean, somebody may have been raised and played their, you know, junior golf and college golf around here, and then went off doing something else in golf in another part of the country. So we'll see that down the road too, because we have some really great kids that are great adults now out of Jackson that have done some really wonderful things.
Did you take into account Mike Brocky getting beat by his kid earlier in the season?
Well, you know, we thought about that. We had a long discussion about that, but you know, those things happen.
Yeah.
Finally gets to that point where it's the baton has been passed. Maybe. Well, I'm sure there's rematches in the future.
Well, let's talk about Mike for a second. What really set him apart from any of the others that you may have been considering to go into the Hall of Fame this year?
Well, just all his tournament wins. I mean, he's been really consistent on, you know, in the past of all the Masters and the City Championships and the Lyle Ames, all those tournaments that, you know, the amateur men in Jackson play. And he's always been a contender. And he's always, you know, long hitter, good guy. Everybody loves Mike. And he's given back now to golf by coaching. And so he's just all around what we were looking for in somebody that should be in the Hall of Fame.
And then for Nikki, same question. What separated her from the rest?
Well, Nikki played, you know, at Lumen Christi and was on two state championship teams at Lumen Christi in her time, and then went on to Michigan State and lettered, you know, was a varsity letter winner there for 3 years or four. I mean, the whole time she was there, but I mean, I think she played maybe three of the years. And she is raising golfers also, just like Mike. She has two girls, Caroline and Ashley. Ashley just lost in the finals of the city tournament, or the county, I guess they call it, the women's county, in the women's division, not the junior division. She's going to be a senior at Lumen Christi, and she's working really hard on her game. So, I mean, they're golfing families. Her dad, Jim Franklin, was a very accomplished golfer as well, and she has two sisters that play too. I think she can take them down anytime she wants, but and they're both pretty good players too.
Yeah. And the ceremony is coming up in September?
Yeah, it's on September 18th. We play golf first, so any of the current members of the Hall of Fame and a guest can play. And then Nikki and Mike get a few more invitees to play. And we do that at Sharp Park, and because we have that Hall of Fame room at Sharp Park, so we decided a while ago to just, you know, if that's where the Hall of Fame is going to be housed, then that's where we should play the event. And then about 1:30, we do the induction. We have the, you know, they have their speeches, and we also announce the Player of the Year for the women and the men. But it's more about them. It's about Mike, and it'll be about Mike and Nikki, and that's open to the public, and it starts around 1:30 on Sunday, September 18th.
Okay, September 18th, 1:30, open to the public. For those who are interested, do they just show up? Do they need RSVP?
No, you just come. It'll be, we play golf, we have a little lunch, and then we start the program. So usually right around 1:30 we start.
1:30. All right. So that's something to keep in and note on your calendar if you would like to take part. So now, yes. Lane, it's been a while since you've been on the professional tour, but you're still on the Legends tour. Well, it's not really a tour. How have things been going?
Yeah, so our Legends is it's now a part of the LPGA. I mean, mm-hmm. we have an agreement with them. We're the Legends of the LPGA. We have, this year, we really was kind of in a rebuilding stage. We have a tournament, and I just played in the LPGA Senior Championship in Kansas. And then there is a tournament this week, but I decided not to play in it in Minnesota. And then I qualified for the U.S. Senior Open in a couple weeks, which is in Dayton. Okay. That's a USGA event. And then I have another small event in Plymouth, Massachusetts, and Cape Cod in September. So we really don't have a lot. We used to have 9 or 10 events. The age is 65. The age is 45.
Okay.
There was a when I first left the tour, I was 41, I believe, and Nancy Lopez was a year older than me, or is still a year older than me. But so they had kind of this Nancy Lopez rule that. When she was 42, the age was 42, went to 43 when she was 43, and then ended up at 45. So they've kept it there.
Okay.
So now I am no longer in my 40s or 50s. So I am kind of the old lady out there. And this tournament last couple weeks ago, Kari Webb was going against Annika Sorenstam the last day, fighting for who was going to win, and Kari won out. So
okay.
It's everybody. I mean, it's Julie Inkster, Kari, Annika. I mean, it's a lot of top players.
What's it like being out on the course with those players?
Oh, you know, I mean, those ones, like Annika and Kari, I mean, they're, one, because of their age, but two, because, I mean, together, I don't know, they've probably won 100 tournaments.
Yeah.
But they're just people playing golf. I mean, they hit bad shots, too, and but they hit a lot of – they hit it really – far still, and they keep it together the whole time. But they're both very nice people. They're nice to be around, and certainly nice to play golf with.
Right. Do you ever, you know, when you look at what's happening here in the Jackson area, do you ever kind of feel like, you know, it'd be nice to be able to come and do the Senior Classic or the one-day meet here in Jackson, the amateur stuff, just to be a part of what's happening here in Jackson? I mean, you're connected to it, but you're not playing a lot of those things here in Jackson. Do you ever feel like you miss out on that a little bit?
Not really. I'd be afraid they'd all beat me, probably, but...
Come on.
No, I don't. I did that for a while when I first started playing golf when I was in college. I played a lot of those. They're great. A lot of those people are really good friends of mine that play out there. But no, I'm okay with the little bit of competition I do. I could have played the Michigan Open this year and the Tournament Champions, which are run by the PGA, Michigan PGA. Both of those that were conflicting with other things. But no, I get enough competition, and you know, I have some groups I like to play with at the country club, and up here at Crystal, I'm up at Crystal Mountain right now. I'm playing today with some guys that I like to play with up here. So
okay,
I get enough golf in.
What's your favorite course here in Jackson?
Oh, by far the country club.
Country club,
but mostly because I grew up there, and you know, I just that was my place, but I still always it's one of my favorites, and right now it's in awesome shape. We have a new green superintendent, Ian Daniels, who is just doing an incredible job of making some changes that were needed, and it's really looking good, and the greens are rolling wonderful.
I've talked to a lot of guys here the last few weeks, a lot of guys having success in Jackson and in some of the tournaments outside of Jackson, and each one seems to have a different answer as to why golf is important to them and why golf is, you know, why that sport has attracted them. What is it for you? What's like your favorite thing about golf? When you're out on the course, what's the one thing that really just you have that ah moment every time you're out playing?
Well, one, I love nature, so that, you know, I can get lost in beautiful nature on golf courses, which is almost all golf courses, but I kind of get off on hitting a really good shot into the green. You know, if I can hit an iron, say, into a green that I just, like, know I hit it perfect, that's like, you might only do that once or twice in a round if you're lucky. Uh-huh. And it's just such a great feeling that it's just like, yep, I should be able to do that every time. So it's just the competition, and it's the competition with yourself, really, not with anybody else. I mean, when I'm playing with the guys around, you know, at the club, we're yakking it up and trying to beat each other. But it's still, even with them, it's more, I want to score as low as I can no matter what the team bets are doing. It's at the end of the day, how do I feel when I go home about how I played that day?
See, everybody always has a different answer whenever I ask that one. So it's always, always interesting to... always interesting to get that. All right. What's next? What's coming up next for, besides playing golf today up north, what's next for Elaine?
Well, we have this little, we call it the Scholarship Invitational, I think they call it now, at Crystal Mountain. It used to be the Ben Wright Invitational, and Ben passed away, and so they decided to switch gears a little bit, but it's still the same kind of format. There's, I have the three people from three family, not my family, but kind of extended family, that Rick hit, Dean hit, and Henry hit, all from, Dean and Henry played golf at Lumen Christi, and Rick's and his wife are good friends of mine. So they're all coming up, and Rick and I are actually partners, and then Dean and Henry, brothers, are partners, and then the four of us are partners. So we play for 2 days, and the 10 lowest teams play a kind of a derby at the end. And it's just a fun time, but it raises money for scholarships for employees, kids that are going off to college.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Elaine, we appreciate the visit so much. It was a pleasure talking with you today. Anything else that our listeners need to know before we run out of time?
I would just say the only thing I'd say, because I followed it so closely all weekend, is don't beat up on Brian Stewart too much. He made a major attempt to do it and just kind of fell short, but he's going to be all right, and he'll maybe a little he'll still get in some toured events, and he'll have an opportunity to improve his position at the Corn Ferry finals. So he may still get his card back. Who knows? So he's going in the right direction.
It was all about MIS for me yesterday, but last I saw Saturday, he was killing it. So it's,
he was, yeah. And then yesterday he had he just couldn't make a putt. I mean, yeah. I was watching it on my phone because you can watch him shot by shot. He was hitting it good. I mean, it wasn't like he was getting in trouble, but he was one under on the front, and then just kind of the back. He made bogey 10 and 11, and then he did make a birdie the next couple holes, but then I think he might have just kind of like lost his focus when he realized he really needed to shoot probably 3 or 4 under yesterday to keep this status. So once, you know, you kind of lose your focus at the end. And
Yeah, he's been struggling to make the cut for a lot of different tournaments.
Right.
But the way I look at this, maybe it's not the right way, but the way I'm looking at this, it's a weekend of success for him. He made the cut. He had a great showing for much of the weekend. So it's
he
a
made
local
about
boy 50, doing
awesome. Too, so that doesn't hurt. But he'll go to this Corn Ferry. They call it Corn Ferry 25 or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's the guys from 125 to 200, I think, get to go and try to improve their status. So he's got some more golf to play this year, so that's good. And he'll be all right.
He'll be all right. All right. Elaine, thank you for the time today. We appreciate it.
All right, Mark. Take care.
Let's talk back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.